Whoa. Bro, this bloke is like Dominic Toretto, Brian O'Connor. Like, relax.
What do you have? Talk to
me. What do you mean you're missing an important moment here?
Which one?
Eddie looked like a drug lord, bro. You know who doesn't have ice in their veins? The Dolphins.
Finish down, buddy.
Ice in his veins, bro. And I'm not talking about methylated spirits. Methamphetamines, cuz. I'm talking about...
Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey, like, comment, subscribe, share. Do everything you got to do, man. It goes a long way. Trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of League Lads. Sponsored by Chad. Listen, brother, Chad, they won the award. I think I shouted them out last week about it. But they were doing a special. I think it was 20 or 30% off. I couldn't believe my eyes. I had to share it. I had to let everyone know. A few of the boys messaged me. We went down there and they loved every bit of it. So shout out to Chad. We're absolutely loving everything that's going on with them. James is a legend, bro. He's just an absolute legend.
What a legend.
He's just a legend, bro. And I was looking at pics of him when he was like a bit younger. I was like, this guy used to get out and, you know, used to have a good time. You know what I mean? Shab Ahlewa, proper guy, and he makes the best storm, which is the most important thing. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We have another
sponsor. The most important.
The most important thing gets the hair on your chest going. Also, we have another sponsor, and I'll announce that next week. We're just waiting for the final details, but I promise you, it's for your benefit. You know what I mean? Sometimes storm is not good for you, but this is very, very good for you, and I'll announce that next week. First and foremost, Flaxi, how are you? What's going on, mate? How good does it feel to be an SF Welshman?
I just got to say, you know, you guys gave me shit 1 week. Game 2, we won. Panthers lost. You guys won. The opposite side now.
Nah, I don't care, bro. Blues won. I don't care.
Who cares, bro? We got Mr.
Hector. We're still New South Welshmen.
Shout out to New South Welshmen.
They're still fucking two-headed dogs.
And they're still Queenslanders.
And they're still...
Listen, we're going to get into all the details of State of Origin because we did not do an episode straight away. We wanted to let it marinate. Sit down, we're gonna have a big episode on Monday.
Well, we're gonna get over the hangover, what I mean?
We're just enjoying it. Like, shout out to Hello Sports Boys. I didn't understand the Lebanese team. Can you explain it to me very
quickly?
What do you mean, cuz? So, what was
1994, bro?
Okay,
the same thing happened, bro. Benny Elias, man, went and won the fucking Origin in Suncorp Game 3 decider. What nationality is he?
Elias, Lebanese,
bro. Lebanese. What year was Mitch Moses born?
What year?
94.
94.
He's only 2 years
older than me. I'm
what did he
old.
Do this year?
He won Origin at Suncorp, Game 3. He took it
the
by
Lebanese
the throat.
Spirit.
He took it by the cut, like he grabbed it.
And listen, because I was not there this time around, they wanted to make up for it by channeling their Lebanese energy on the inside. Yeah. And because Eddie got his hair cut.
Bro, can I say something?
Wait. Because Eddie, it all started, I think, because Eddie got his hair dyed black and then he looked Leb. He looked Leb. Yeah. He looked like he fucking bartering skills just got improved like that.
Mia bil mia.
Yeah. Straight away, cuz. He knew how to play Arba Mia as soon as he got the haircut.
Straight
done.
Away.
As soon as he got it done. So they wanted to make up for the fact that I wasn't there by getting a fucking Lebanese spread and hanging up with the flags and really buying into this
and
whole
they brought the drums.
Lebanese thing. No, I brought them I brought them the drum and I brought them Arak boys on the way to Erland's place.
That was so iconic, bro. Listen, that is
dang
iconic.
That drum.
And you know what my favorite thing was? They actually got skin type of fades.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, cause like, no.
They actually got Lebo haircuts and they actually pass as Lebos. When I look at them, I was like, bro, these blokes actually
don't know
like
what happened. Don't know what happened. They called me on Monday when I was at work.
Yeah.
And they said, bro, you're our Lebanese consultant. What do we order? Like, what's a good way to get the Lebanese spirit going? And they asked me what haircut to get. Because they want to get a fade, but I don't know what
them?
To say.
Where'd you send them?
I don't know. They knew where they were going already.
Yeah.
They already had somewhere they were going, but they didn't know what to get to be the most Lebanese. So I said, listen, man, Eddie, you get a mid skin fade. Tom, you get a low skin fade and you'll look Leb as
fuck.
They
look so good, bro.
Cuz they should get that haircut every time they get down there. They were made for fades. Yeah. Eddie, fuck me dead. Eddie looked like a drug lord, bro.
He looked like he's straight out of Tilapia Street. Cuz
he looked like he was, like, you know, the 40-year-old he's no longer running, bro. He's
it's just like
he's behind the scenes.
He's a don, yeah.
He's behind the scenes.
He's
that's okay.
Eddie, I loved it, man. I loved every bit of it. The drums were good. The celebrations were good.
I'm so glad I brought them the drum. I'm so glad I brought them ara and I told them to mix it with water.
Did they feel the ara or?
Bro, I don't think they liked it because every time I saw them take a sip, I didn't watch the whole thing, but whenever I saw Eddie take a sip,
he's like,
he's fucking strong.
And they drink, right?
Like, yeah, they drink hard cups.
And they didn't like, bro.
They drink during the game, so.
You can't mess with nobody, man.
I just wanted to say a thank you to them for, like, they even had a picture. When I walked in, I was helping them hang the flags.
Someone was tongue kissing your photos.
Yeah, Jachi, bro. Bro, they were from the Mean World podcast. Oh, that was just too funny, bro.
It was too good, bro. I loved it. Absolutely iconic scenes.
I came home that night, bro. I was cracking up. I had taken a day off work the next day. And I knew I was going to need to because, fuck, the celebration. It's either I was going to be too pissed to work the next day.
Or just
too angry. Or too happy to work the next day.
And you did the right choice, bro.
Yeah, it was
a day off's always good after.
And I got to watch that stuff afterwards, bro. And I was cracking up. I was dying of laughter, bro.
Unbelievable stuff. Well, let's get
and without I'm just going to say, without the Lebanese spirit,
it doesn't work.
We wouldn't have won. No. I think that pushed them over the edge when it was 66, the 65th minute.
And it was still scoreless, no tries.
What was going through their veins, coursing through their veins, Lebanese spirit, bro.
The dabke, the freaking hummus, the flags.
Exactly, cuz.
Hectic Farid, everything.
And they got
just,
Toom, bro.
They had Toom as well.
Yeah.
Maron, they had Toom.
I told him, I gave him a whole order from Al Asil, bro. I gave him a whole order of Manoush if they wanted to
get. You know, Al Asil is like the most whitewashed Lebanese restaurant.
Yeah,
but it's still good for them.
Cuz they're in the city, bro. There's not that many places you can order in and get it.
I get it. No, we actually got to give them a proper Lebanese experience. Like, they got to come somewhere, drums, barbecue, toom. Like, everything's going to happen, bro. It's all going to happen.
What do we do with him?
Yeah, we made him try toom. He didn't like it.
Yeah, but
he got a fade. And then we put him on the dance floor.
Hey, what's happening next August, bro?
Chala,
just get on the cum cut.
Dan, I'll lock him in. Anyway, let's get into Origin.
Go, go.
Because this is a big episode. It's going to be a long episode. Game 3. The side at Suncorp. I said this before, right? And I put my hands up and I fully back this. I said, this is going to be one of the best games we watch. From a neutral point of view, from a, like, Queensland, from whoever team you supported, whenever you watch this game, this is the pinnacle of quality in rugby league. This game had everything. It had everything. It was perfect. It was like, and even like, if New South Wales lost, right? I understand Billy Slater saying he's very proud because it was a very, very proud performance. Like, defensively, unbelievable. In attack, I know it was a bit shaky, but we didn't have a try for like 60 minutes.
And we didn't even, you wouldn't have even noticed. It was just intense.
It was so intense.
Cuz first try scoring betting was fucking still alive 65 minutes into the game.
That is insanity. People don't like, people may, like the casual may have watched that Origin and be like, oh, good game, New South Wales won, wow. But yeah. This game will go down in the ages, bro. It will get its respect later. Like, people will look back at this game and I'll be like, what the fuck? This was unbelievable.
Bro, that was the most entertaining game that's ever been played that's had only two tries, bro. They were whacking the absolute fuck out of each other.
Yeah, let's cut the swearing out. It's going to be very hard, but we've got to try.
They were absolutely
whacking each other, right?
I need a bleep button, bro. Like, you know, like KG's podcast, bro.
You can't really say Freddie. AI's not picking him up. But
yeah, true.
It was just a very, very intense start, bro. Like, first 15 minutes, I was like, Queensland are looking very, very strong, but they're battering us. Our pack's battering them. It was just, because it was like pinnacle, wallah. It was so good. It was like, I had to close my eyes. Like, during the game, I don't know. I don't know if I want to have a cigarette. I don't know if I want to cry. I don't know if I want to sleep. I don't know what I want to do. Did I want to depress eat? Did I want to stress eat? I don't know. It was just phenomenal. And that's how Origin should be, bro. Like, that's how, like, I know the blowouts for us are fun when we blow them out.
That was more fun, Cubs.
But that was way more fun.
To win the game where everybody is giving it their all. Oh. Like, we literally, it was a penalty goal fest. And I didn't even care. Because I'm like, you have to.
You have to. In Origin, you got to take everything you can get.
I said, like, bro, there could actually be no tries in this game. No tries. And it could actually have been, like, nil all fucking
if it finished 3-2, you wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
it finishes 3-2 and everyone's like, you never watched it, right? You missed it. And, like, it's 3-2 and it's like, that was one of the greatest. You're like, what? What the fuck, bro? That's why we don't watch soccer, you know? It's 3-2. What the hell is that?
Yeah, but no, it was hectic, man. It was unbelievable. It was so physical, man. And it was, everyone was just clogging the crap out of each other.
And
yeah.
I got to say, for a person who attended the 2023 Grand Final, that compared, I would say almost overtook the 2023 Grand Final.
Wow.
Just the quality.
And you're a Penrith fan. Like, you witnessed Cleary step it up in that last 20 minutes.
Absolutely. Like, those two games, like, I would say Origin, like, just in terms of quality and physicality, is like, outdoes it.
Honestly, bro, like, who was it? Lindsay Collins. Like, you had, everyone was just battering each other. And that's what I loved about Origin. But I want to speak about the dramas, right? Because I don't know why we got charged. Did anyone else get, does anyone know what happened with the charging stuff?
So,
because all I heard was New South Wales fans complaining about what happened.
Ola Kawatu got charged and is missing games. Cameron Murray missed games. Everyone else got a fine. There was no Queensland player that missed any time where Nanai probably should have.
So first things first, right? If you're going to send anyone to the bin, you should have sent Luai and Cherry Evans to the bin, right? If you want to be fair.
I'm so glad that didn't get
I'm very happy. But if you're going to be fair, because this is what doesn't make sense. If you're going to be fair, you send them to the bin and then you send Nanai to the bin. Because he just ran in and hit Luai out of nowhere. And I was like, bro, what the hell just happened? Like,
that was like Tino. It was a battle between two guys, lever between two guys.
Yeah, lever between two guys. You don't have to jump in there, whatever. And then all the Queenslanders decide to just gang up on, who was it? Luai and someone Bizarre. Else. And Bizza. And Murray comes from the bench, which you have all my respect. If I'm a Rabbitohs fan, I'm clapping him. Like, I'm applauding him. And like, as a New South Wales fan, like that's all the respect in the world. Because when Burton was getting bashed, they started saying, New South Wales, look, they let their teammates down. They never chased them, blah, 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 blah. Then I had old mate, Cherry Evans, saying, oh, look, what? Yeah, that's not right. Oh, Cameron Murray was on the bench. Rightly so. Bro, shut up. What? When you do it, it's fine, right? But when the other team sticks up for their mate, it's not acceptable. Listen, bro, it's
like,
problems.
It was like 11-2, bro. It's yeah, like, bro. Like, they're not Jackie Chan, bro. They're not going to win that battle, cuz. You got to, like, bro, I'm just so proud of them. I don't even think Ola Kawata was doing anything. He was literally breaking up the fight, if anything.
It's in his face. Like, you're in the middle of it.
He was Seki, bro.
Yeah, but...
He
was Seki. Yeah, it was. That's right.
He was just throwing people away out of the fight for fighting, cuz. I'm like, he didn't do anything and he's missing time.
Yeah, but for me, he's on the sideline. I get if he threw a punch or something or he started the fight.
Yeah, but no.
He was literally in the middle trying to stop something. Fair play. But Cameron Murray, like...
What's the ref going to do, bro? Is Jared, like, Ashley Klein comes? What's he going to do? He's not an enforcer, guys.
He's going to blow his whistle.
He's blowing his whistle. Hey, stop!
Hey, stop!
Hey, stop!
Don't do that! Don't do that! That's not good.
Cuz, he needed the Blues to come and help him, cuz. That's what... They were just helping.
Yeah,
give him a fine.
Yeah, no, it's Origin. Don't get, pay them. They helped. You're going to fine who, bro?
Give him a fine. I'll pay the fucking fine.
Anyway, typical officiating. We get the bad end of it. Right, and some of it was deserved, and Queensland just get away with fines, right? And everyone gets to back up and play for their team the week after, which is whatever, right? Now, I love the dramas. I think it was hectic. I would love to watch it all over again. I just enjoyed every bit of it. I enjoyed Jerome Luai getting in Cherry Evans' face. I enjoyed the grubbiness. I enjoyed the goodbye wave. I enjoyed Jerome Luai doing these ones. Good night, right in front of what? Mitch Barnett's house.
The Caxton.
Right?
Why net?
Now listen, anything you want to touch base on the Origin game before we get into the players and give them their credit?
I was very happy with the refereeing. I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like he stayed out of it. Mm. The guy that always wants the spotlight on him
stayed out of it.
Stayed out of it for the most part.
Monumental.
There was 20 people nicking the crap out of each other. All right, on live TV, and he's just like, yeah, you're not going to the bin, and you're not going to the bin. I'm warning you. He could, like, you know what I mean? He officiated differently than how he would club football.
He didn't make it about himself.
That's all I wanted. That's all we wanted. I think we just wanted Origin to not be ruined by silly stuff like that, and it wasn't. So I'll give him my props. And, yeah, what a tough game, bro.
Unbelievable to watch.
What a tough game.
Honestly, like, I could watch that shit.
But we actually dominated them. I'm being serious. We 100%. Pumped the crap out of them the whole game. We were right. We had so much possession in the red zone.
That's the frustrating part of it.
We scored so many tries. But at the end of the day, all of that possession that we had ended up making them gas out at the end. Mm. I mean, they were gone.
And Stephen Crichton was very unlucky not to score as well. Like, we should have been up in the first half.
Yeah, I know.
Like, we had our chances, but
if it rained, he would have scored that.
Yeah, but you know what upsets me? What made so much sense is, like, usually in games like that, Queensland always end up winning. You get me? Because, like, the effort, the defense, like, you just have all the ball, you know, when it was clear and yo in the team, and like, they have all this ball and nothing happens. Like, we don't score, and then we end up copying one shit try, and you lose the game.
2020, bro.
2020. So, like, for us to go through that cycle and still win, still score two tries, and Queensland scoreless is biggest progress, and I think big credit to Madge, bro.
Yeah, that's Madge.
Bro, like, Madge has absolutely given him the belief to go out there and fucking win at Suncorp. I don't ever think Brad Fittler could do that at on a decider. I don't think anyone in the past couple coaches that we had could ever make that make sense. But I just looked at a team, Walla, for the first time in a very long time. I looked at a team that could have, like, I just looked at them and I just knew they're not going to lose. Like, these boys are not going to, they just have that mentality in them. Like, they're all
they got that dog in them, bro.
Yeah, everyone that played cemented their spot for next year, unless something happens. Like, that's how I looked at them. They just had that mentality. Bro, and you know what I fucking love? Let's get into the credits for the players. You know what I fucking love? Sorry, go on, Flexi.
Before we do that, can we get what a shout out?
What can you swear?
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm just thinking this, man. Racism.
Racism.
Racism,
we're
man.
Actually Lebos, bro. No, but go on, Flexi.
Can we get a shout out for the crowd?
The crowd.
That, like, before we get into the players, the crowd. We're getting New South Wales chants in Suncorp.
In Suncorp.
We silenced them. It was insanity.
Yeah, I loved
it. Like, there was one bloke in the Maroons area, cuz. There was one bloke in with all the Wally Lewis cunts. One New South Wales fan.
Someone in my family, like my one of my grandmas, like, what's wrong with them? Why are they all the same? Are they sick? And I was like, no. They're just dressed up like this. They look like the King Wally Lewis.
Wally Lewis.
Shout out to the crowd, man. But shout out to Angus Crichton. That's my first credit. Because my goodness, he was in their head. We didn't have Latrell Mitchell, cuz. We didn't have that guy to bully him, cuz Angus Crichton was, like, pushing people in their face, talking shit. And I just... And he went off for the first 7 minutes, ten minutes.
Yeah, that's why.
And he got
he
back...
Was pissed off,
bro. He got back on there and he's like, bro, F all of yous. I'm going to put it on yous in your backyard. You're not going to do nothing. You're not going to do shit, DC, Nano. You're not going to do shit, none of yous. In your face, in everything you want, in front of all your families, all your friends, all your girlfriends, all your children. I'm going to put it on yous, because the guy got back. The guy was on a trip last year. He was in a bad mental space. He did his interview. He explained his side. Comes back this year. Well, I was saying, I don't want to hear Angus Crichton, right? I don't know if you want to pull that up, if you can ever find that. I was like, I don't want to hear Angus Crichton in Origin, because the guy took this Origin by the throat and he won what, player of the series, right? Like, mm-hmm. Wally Lewis medal. But just because, forget how we played. Just, you know that, like, when he hit Lindsay Collins, his teammate ran at him and he just went, whack. And he's got the ball. And he's like to him, yeah, what, bro? What are you going to do?
Kobe mentality, right?
And nobody did anything. Nobody. Like, that's what I love the most. Bro, about this whole series, wallah, that's one of my biggest highlights is Angus Crichton.
Yeah, he was amazing. And I think the fact that he came off so early lit, like, an extra bit of fire under his belly. And, like, cause that was therapeutic
raging,
for him, bro.
Raging.
He was just, you know, like, you know those rooms, the demolition rooms, cuz? He was in a demolition room, bro. And every time he saw Queensland, he just saw red.
Because the guy was psycho.
He was like, you know that one leb, cuz? If I get into the floor, bro, I see red.
I see red.
He saw red everywhere, cuz. Like, everyone was red.
I see dead people. He was like a
bull in a china shop, cuz. You know what I mean? Like, he was pissed. He was very, very pissed off, bro. Because he went off so early. But Wynette, cuz.
Wynette, man.
Was the great replacement.
I feel
and
like,
the versatility that we needed was tested straight away.
I feel like a guru sitting with my family. I feel like a guru. Because on the party, I gave Wynette the big props, you know what I mean? And the TikTok sort of went a little bit viral. And everyone started to understand, oh, Wynette, Origin. And they understood we backed him. And as soon as he cried and went off, and he came on. And I was like... Cuz, I'm so excited he's coming on early.
Yeah.
Like, I would have had to wait 40 minutes. He's coming on now, so jaded.
I need the people to understand, it's not because he's better than Schmolle, what I'm about to
no.
say. But I would have rather Mitch Barnett come on in the 7th minute. Psychopath, skinhead, crazy cunt.
Crazy.
Like, crazy cunt, bro. Like,
prop, second, any way he can,
like,
play.
Bro, I could tell he's got a short temper. But he actually kept his cool, but he was making runs.
You know, even the interviews, he looks very calm. Yeah. Like, when he's like, he looks like, it doesn't look like that type of
person. Because he lets it all out on the field, bro.
And I love that about a player like that.
And, like, you know, what a player he is. And he just gave me a calming presence. I wasn't stressed or anything when he came on. I was G'd up, cuz. You know what I mean? Because we got to see him early.
Unbelievable stuff for me.
And, well, what a game it was from him. Watson as well. The bench did such a good job.
His
man.
Work rate, but... Barnett's work rate was because I honestly, like, looked at him and I said, you just cemented yourself in Origin.
Like, it wasn't just the work rate for me. It was like, I love players that run and tackle with purpose. They don't just do it for a stat. They don't just do it just for the sake of it. They know, okay, I'm hitting this cunt right here and I'm going to drive my shoulder into him and I'm going to make him feel it and I want to hurt this guy. And every tackle and every run was not soft. It was to make sure the opposition gets hurt.
And he,
there's a difference between someone like Aaron Woods and someone like Spencer Linu. Aaron Woods runs for the meters and to maybe get an offload or a quick play the ball away. Spencer Linu runs to kill you.
Yeah.
There's a big difference.
Comes to destroy that line.
And Mitch Barnett is running to hurt anyone that's in front of him and to tackle to hurt anyone that's got the ball cards. And
I respect that, man.
That's what you need in Origin. You don't need guys that are there for the stats. Not padders, but like that's their play style. They're meter readers, but they thrive when they are making meters. But if you're on the back fence,
they can't really do much.
They're not the hardest runners. They're not running. There's a different mentality, bro. Mm. And they're running at you in different speed. And they're tackling you with different levels of force cuts. You know what I mean? There's a difference between bringing a guy down and hurting a guy. There's a difference between a tackle and cracking someone.
Yeah.
Mitch Barnett, he's cracking everyone, bro.
Bro, there was one tackle he did, and I was just like, I just wanted to like cry, bro, happiness. I was like, oh, this is what, like we got rugby league back. You know what I mean? You know, rugby league's been a bit soft recently in the past couple years. I was like, we got rugby league back. We need more. Can we duplicate this guy? Can we clone him?
Yeah,
like,
no, but the thing is, bro, if you're a player, you thrive next to people like that. Because when they do shit like that, the next guy does stuff like
that. You look at him, if you're running, because if you're in the line, right, and you look, and like, Reece Robson's passing it to Barnett, and you see Barnett's hit up, and you're like, because this is hectic.
Yeah, and now it's my turn. Give me the ball.
Give me the ball. Like, I want to like, top it, or I want to be as good as it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because.
Unbelievable,
like,
man.
Like, it just creates an energy around the team, around the playing group. They want to get in on some of that, bro. They want to show, all right, my turn now, bro. Watch this. Ooh. The next guy, he's ready for it. You know what I mean? It just creates different vibes, cuz. Same as when someone gets dropped.
Oh,
when someone gets dropped, cuz, if like, bro, West, if you played in any Western Sydney comp, if someone gets dropped, you just hear a million manus. Yeah, and then the next guy wants to get in on that, bro. And then the next guy, it just creates this energy. And there's no sport that creates that energy, bro. And that's why I love playing rugby league so much. And that's why I love watching rugby league so much, because getting to be a part of that, whether you're on the field or as a fan watching NRL, like, and seeing the energy just go everywhere, it's the best, bro.
Like that kick out hit live, right? When we were at the game.
Yeah, bro. It just created.
That was like, wow.
Nothing is better than when you see something infectious just take on a whole team or control, like affect that whole set or
it's
the
contagious.
Next couple minutes.
It's very, very contagious.
Yeah. And it takes the wind out of the other team's sails, bro. And they had no wind in their sails like Queensland team, bro. They had no wind, cuz they had a fan and a motor engine and they ran out of fuel at the end. And Connor Watson too, bro. I think he came on and really,
I said,
like,
it, man.
The amount of people that are saying, cuz he did nothing, like there's something wrong with him.
You're
like,
clueless.
There's no coincidence that as soon as this bloke came on, the energy of the game changed. Yeah, he threw a pass that hit the ground and shit, but it's the fact that he's there to throw the pass and the fact that he's willing to try that shit, cuz he's fresh. And he knows what he's coming on for. He knew he's coming on to make a difference, to add some speed to the New South Wales attack, to add some mobility there, and to add some flair, something that, and quick thinking.
But that was the only thing he did. It was a few times, he was very, very threatening at the, like, on the 10-meter line.
Yeah.
He would just sniff around. Like, he should have had a try. I think there was one point where he should have almost scored. Like,
yeah, and he dropped it. But like, he dropped, like, I think, maybe I'm thinking of the Roosters game, but like, he was darting out of dummy half cast because Robson
was fresh.
Used bro, all his, on, everything he had. I don't even know how he played that
big,
yesterday.
Big
I don't even know how he played yesterday, cuz. And then he played a full 80 yesterday.
Unbelievable.
After the Origin like that, cuz he did so much and he still had gas in the tank. But in Origin, he was done. Waller, they had to take him off.
That's why we had
Connor
Watson.
And that's why
there.
Connor Watson's there. Even though Burden is better, Connor Watson, if the fullback gets injured, he gives you some leverage. If a forward gets injured, he gives you some leverage. And if a hooker gets tired, he gives you some options, bro.
Nah, we never complained about that. That was a very good, like, info match. Yeah, we just wanted to see our boy.
And he did a good job, man. and he did a good job. And the bench, man, the bench unit was so good. But people don't understand the role that Gerbo played. And he's there to make sure our start is good. I really wish he got more minutes. But
he got to lift the shield up. That's all that matters.
He got to
bro,
lift the shield up, bro.
He deserves it.
I'm surprised they didn't sub him out halfway through the halfway through the shield, bro. All right, but he was there to ensure you start the game the way you want to. And he lets the other forwards play. Now, in my opinion, if any of these prop forwards that came on after him started to play bad or started to faint, he would have come on.
Would have come back on 100%.
But Jerbo's probably the only guy that does not care about the minutes that he's playing as long as
he's team
does
player,
his job.
Bro. Team yeah. player, wallah.
And you want your captain to be a team player, but we got to talk about the real ones, boys.
Can I just add one person in before we get to the real one?
Yeah.
Because I'll, if you watch the, whoever was with me watching the game, they heard me at the top of my lungs, get Isaiah off. He just looked gassed. Second half, I think, get him off. Bro. As soon as I said that, I'm telling you, I got this couch curse that just fucking gets everything. As soon as I said that, he just turned into this meter eater beast, line breaks out, whatever. He just started doing everything. And I'm like, okay, fuck around. I should speak more shit about this guy, you know what I mean? Because I love Isaiah, but I feel like he's very, very structured. But the way Madge used him in that game was unbelievable, bro.
If Isaiah Yeo was on like 90% of teams, he would be a different player.
100%.
Like Isaiah Yeo, how he used to be, run first before they developed him into like a ball-playing lock. Was a fucking beast.
Yeah, it was a beast. I remember. Yeah, and I got to say that
this,
in Origin.
And this is how he's.
I don't want to see no structure to lock shit. I want to see go through.
After game one, that went away. Yeah. When he came off, started coming off the bench, he started playing more direct. Run first mentality. They don't need him to do that stuff, bro. In Origin, it's different. You're not running that. Like they, everyone in that arena knows that stuff. You know what I mean? So it's hard to run. It's hard for him to play the way he wants to because they're ready to...
System. You can't play a system.
Yeah, no, like, no, you can, but you can't be that system.
Yeah.
Because you can't play that when the defense is always so up in your face, bro.
And it's always good defense.
Yeah.
It's never lazy, lackluster. It's always there in your face.
But when it became lazy and lackluster, we started to exploit that. But Yo was hectic, but... Bro,
Let's talk about it, bro.
The boys, like, I think Luai... didn't have the best first half, but in the second half he made up for it. Dude, he was just, I'm so glad he got his moment. Was it last year or the year before Ben Hunt got his moment? I think it was last year.
Yeah, it was Ben Hunt.
Ben Hunt got his moment. Now Jerome Luai got his moment, cuz. You know what I mean? Now he got to prove all the haters wrong, bro. Well, the media hates this bloke.
I haven't heard one, I'm waiting for them still to give him his flowers.
Yeah, give him some flowers.
Because, bro, listen, we weren't the biggest fans with Luai by himself in that half spring with someone weaker. Like, we were never the biggest fan, right? But this year, you watch him play in the seven when Cleary hasn't been there. Cleary hasn't been there for what? Most of the season.
He's played six games.
Nathan Cleary out of what? 20 yep. that we've cut. So that's more than half that he's missed. And to see Luai develop, take on the team and like...
Lead him.
He led the team not only as a six, but as a seven and as a cat. Like, as I pretty much look at him as... If Isaiah's not there, he's pretty much the leader. He's pretty much the captain. In attack, in defense, yada yada. But he got his moment, bro. And I loved his grubbiness. I loved his mentality. Because it's mentality that literally wins your Origin. It's that fucking mentality when Cam Munster had Edric Lee and Brenko Lee, whatever they're on his right. And he said, oh, fuck, I'm him. I'm going to do it. Right? I'm swearing too much. I apologize. But his mentality, Luai, to like make that line break happen and keep going. And even when all the New South Wales fans didn't want him there, he kept going. And then just to quickly post a nice good night photo in front of the Caxton. I love that shit.
He got his redemption.
I love it. And everyone should give him his flowers. Everyone should give him his respect, including myself. From last year, this year, I'm going to give him all the credit he deserves.
Yeah, no.
Unbelievable player, bro.
He's developed over the last year. And I think since last Origin, he's been a lot more quiet. And I think he's just been letting his game do the talking for the most part. And then you celebrate when you win, bro.
Yeah, and he's celebrating style.
Yeah, he's celebrating. And that photo with him and Brian Thor with the Dragon Ball Z characters, bro. I never watched Dragon Ball Z, but I feel that.
That was tough.
Like brotherhood, bro. Like best buddies. Yeah. So it was,
even Mitch, bro.
And Mitch was
even
hectic too, bro. And again, they both had their bloody moment. You know what I mean? And I think they both put themselves in Origin folklore with what they did.
That step, man.
That step was hectic, but even Luai's one, bro, that was so hard because he had to slow down to wait for everyone to come up and catch up to him. And then he threw an absolute dime to Bramman Best. Like, that pass had to be perfect because there was a defender in the way.
It was still hard to get as well for Bramman Best. He had to jump.
Yeah, because he's passing through traffic, bro.
Yeah, not
but
easy.
But he still got it right on the money, and Bramman Best still had a lot of work to do, and he beats his teammate, Kalen Ponga. And
Gagai.
Yeah, and Gagai and fucking scored.
Bro, Bradman Best, like that picture of him with his lip off, like he had his lip was off. Like
he didn't care.
His lip went on, like he just took off. He's like, I'm taking my annual leave, I don't want to be here anymore. Just boom. He just like, you know, in that huddle, you see him in that huddle when I think when it was like tied up and I think who was talking? I can't remember who was talking. Yo and Moses, everyone's talking. He's just there and his lips just like hanging out, bro. I'm like, bro, you, this guy just looks so tough.
Yeah, he's
and to know, to think that he had to replace Latrell Mitchell, he's a young guy.
He's our backup, bro.
He's our backup for Latrell Mitchell. And he's played Origin before, but this is a big, this is the biggest Origin in his life. Like, this is the biggest moment in his career so far. And he absolutely nails it. Unbelievable. But Mitchell Moses try. I want to talk about it.
Amazing.
Because, like, to have the confidence, to have the balls, and he's in pain. He was in pain the whole game after a try-saving tackle on Reece Walsh. Put his body on the line. To have the confidence, to have the balls, to go on your left, step on your left, step on your right, make Reece Walsh touch earth. You, that's like another a game two. He was unbelievable. But to do that in a decider, when the game, like, you're up, but you're not really there yet, to do that shit, because unbelievable. His kicking game as well was fucking unbelievable. Like,
nah, he did have some bad ones. There were a couple that went dead.
Yeah,
but like everyone, that's
footy. That's gonna happen.
Yeah, but nah, in the second half, his kicking was much improved.
Because honestly, like, obviously, I don't think anything ever beats game two for him. He was unbelievable in game two. But to do it in a decider, it's a bigger moment for him. Because, hands down, I'm clapping it. I even said in one of my things, maybe I was too emotional. I was like, Nathan Cleary needs to learn from this in the Origin Arena. Because I haven't seen Cleary really do this shit in the Origin Arena.
He's done this shit.
Not in the Origin Arena. Yes, I haven't seen it. What's our biggest criticism of Cleary?
Yeah, but you look at who he's been up against. He's been a part of three winning Origin series.
No, I'm not shitting on him at all. I'm not shitting on him at all, but I've never seen him have a crazy performance.
What do you mean? He had a game similar, not better
than Moses' one. I prefer Cleary all day. Anyway,
but he did have a game that was up there with Mitch Moses' one, bro.
Which one? Do you remember what game was?
When he had Turbo. No, exactly. I think he had one try, three assists, something like that.
I don't know. I think it was like a game two, but we lost the series. But like, he's shown up.
He's played more.
People need to understand this, bro. Whenever Cleary's played the last couple of years, we've been the one that loses that battle in the middle.
That's true.
And what can Nathan Cleary do when he's kicking from his own half every single time, bro? Like, I'm not going to lie, bro. If Cleary was playing last game, like in game three, with all of the possession we had, the game would have been over at halftime.
You reckon? Instead of who? Was it Moses that was playing or was it Hines?
No, game three.
Oh, game three. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The game would have been over at halftime, bro.
You really think so?
We had 61% possession at some time. You give Nathan Cleary 61% possession, and all of that field territory in their red zone, it's not a game anymore.
But we've seen it happen. What do you mean? It's happened last year, bro. Cleary played with all the possession. What happened? I'm in no way, shape, or form saying that Moses is a better halfback than Cleary.
I feel like, definitely.
I would love them together, and I think that he would fully make it work very easily.
But I think
what I can remember, in my memory, Mitchell Moses impressed me more in Origin than Nathan Cleary has.
That's fair enough.
That's the only thing. Maybe because Moses played a couple games and Cleary's played more, and it's always harder to be more dominant in more games than less. But
Mitch has been very good in Origin. He's had less bad games and but I'm not saying it's this guy's got more aside. Mitch is doing very well, but everybody starts disrespecting Cleary and it's recency bias, I think, a little bit. I love Mitch Moses and I think he's had Mitch Moses game two was better than any Nathan Cleary Origin game that he's played. But he did have games that were near that level.
Yeah, I get it.
And he has won Origin series. Like, people saying, why doesn't he do it in Origin? Well, fuck, he has, bro.
No, he has.
But he
loses that spotlight's not on him because of his teammates around him doing very well as well. But still, he won the Origin.
And let's be honest, if it was Nathan Cleary in this year instead of Mitch Moses,
we still win.
Yeah.
No, 100%. I'm not saying... I'm no way... I'm not taking anything from Cleary.
Does Nathan Cleary have Lebanese spirit?
He needs to go...
Imagine we have Nathan Cleary next...
We need to find him a Lebanese wife. And then I think he'll... I think that's it. It's wraps. Joey Johns is good.
Listen, if the wife is... if his missus is blonde, he's got the wrong one. We need to find him one. I've got a few cousins. They're good. Don't worry.
We're going to have him on scouts, but Mary Fowler's going to get angry at us. Anyway, listen.
Oh, yeah, he's with Mary Fowler. I thought it was single.
No,
Mary Fowler, fair enough.
Doubly. Listen, anyone else you want to give credit to in the New South Wales team? Dylan Edwards.
Payne
Haas, unbelievable. Dylan Edwards.
Bro, the whole team, one of them were bad. I'm just going to say this right now. The Dozer got bulldozed. The Hammer got hammered.
Yep.
Where was the Hammer?
I don't know.
Where was Valentine Holmes?
I don't know.
Back in the NFL?
I don't know.
The hammer, Crita sent him back to Bunnings, cuz.
Bro,
an injured Crita. He's been injured all the last 5 weeks, bro. Because
Crita built him.
He,
I think there's one break they made, and then
he just made a half break. And what does Crita do? Yoink. You give me your legs, lad. Where are you going, cuz?
Come here, lad. Even I think even Reese Walsh was fucking poor, bro.
No, I think Reese Walsh was not that bad, bro.
He was poor, bro.
Dude, he was the only one trying, man.
Yeah, but he did try in game two and game one. People are saying, oh, Ponga should be. I don't believe.
No.
I still think Reese Walsh is like, cuz, phenomenal player. Like, unbelievable.
Now, Ponga just got to stay healthy, bro.
When Ponga came on, I started to get scared.
People need to start, I got fucking scared.
I was like, oh. We're going to get edged out and he's just going to run out of shape. I'm burning. I don't want to see that shit. And it didn't happen because our boys, brother, they held it down.
Well,
because
he's playing in the forwards. So you know it's hard.
What? You know who needs credit from Queensland? Tommy Dearden.
I don't want to talk about that guy. No.
Yeah. And you know what? That's a big reason why I want to give him his credit because.
It's too good, bro.
He backs up, cuz, and he breaks the game open and wins the game for Cowboys. But. He had Liam Martin. I think there was two free times where he rocked Liam Martin. Liam Martin. Like the guy we've been talking about, who I didn't think was that great in game three, but Dearden, cuz, just built him. You got to give him his respect.
He is so tough. He's still 22, 23 years old.
He'll be the next,
Can you believe Broncos let him go? Would you rather have him or Ezra Man?
Him.
Bro? But the fact that they had him, maybe they let him go because they thought they had Ezra, but they never even really gave him a shot, bro. Like the Cowboys, big time.
Snooped him straight away.
Snapped him up.
No, but I remember people commenting on our TikTok saying, oh, Ezra Man, bro, what are you doing? I'm like, Ezra Man's flashy in that, but let me tell you something about Origin. No one really cares about your flashiness in Origin.
You have to have.
Grit, you gotta have
everything. No, you have to have a proper seven next to Ezra Mam, otherwise he can't play.
He doesn't know what rugby league is.
You gotta have traditional seven.
He'll file a complaint in.
He won't file a complaint. All right. But
bro, the most dark humor black dude just got, it looks like he just got offended. Keep it going, bro.
It took me a while to remember.
To get process what I was saying.
Yeah, he'll file a complaint because he wants a seven. But it would have been happy. It would have been fun to have him versus Fitzsimmons.
That would have been crazy.
Dearden can play six really well, but if a seven goes down, you're not screwed.
He's got his kicking
If you have Ezra Mam and your seven breaks his leg, you're screwed. Yeah, it's evident by them losing seven games in a row because they had Jock Madden at seven. But still, I think many other sixes. If you swap Dearden in that team, they wouldn't have lost seven in a row.
100%. Let's talk about one more thing about.
And I did say Dylan Evans was going to win man of the match.
Did. You called.
I
did.
I told you in the big games, cuz you look at this. You think he didn't even do anything, and you look at the stat sheet, and he's has this bloke made 320
meters? He was everywhere, bro.
He did not only just do that. He beat everyone else by 100 meters.
And you know what? Yeah. Gus Gould said it the most. Said it the best, most perfect. Described in the most perfect way on the show after. I think he said, Reese Walsh is so flashy. Dylan Edwards beats him 20 times out of 20 times.
Yeah.
He's just so consistent.
Listen,
he's so
man, I'm gonna
he's
use,
already
I'm
beaten
gonna
nine,
use,
out of, 9 out of 9
listen,
times.
Listen, man, I'm going to use an analogy from when I was coaching basketball. Shout out to these boys, Eric and Rocco. So we had the flashy Eric, the Filipino Steph Curry, because he was nicking everything. If he was open for three, it's a bucket. If he had a man on him, it was a bucket. But he played zero defense and never passed the ball. And when I first saw him, and he was clearly the best player, everyone else was new. When I first saw him, bro, I'm like, bro, this guy's, just pass the ball, cuz. You don't have to do it all yourself. Make it easy for yourself. And I kept saying this thing to him, bro. Rocco is this, white guy, doesn't make a noise.
Yeah.
All right.
Just
but he works so hard, cuz. Yeah. He works so hard, and he just does everything the team needs, and he'll score, and he'll rebound, and he'll
Jordan
play defense.
Henderson. Jordan Henderson.
He'll do everything that the team needs. And I'm telling you, I'm telling you, Eric. Five Roccos would beat five Erics on the court.
100%.
Because five Erics is like one Eric because you don't pass. But five Roccos will be so unselfish, play defense, do everything that is necessary to win.
And that's Dylan
Edwards. That's why you'll lose.
And that's Dylan Edwards.
And Dylan Edwards and Reese Walsh is like that. The flashy guy, everybody's watching him.
Fun to watch.
Everybody knows, everyone knows what he's like when he's on, so all eyes are on him. Dylan Edwards is that guy who just sweeps under the radar, and then you look at his stat sheets and he's got everything.
You
watch the game and he saved three tries and he's made a line break and he's got a try.
The coaches look and they're like, how did we lose? And they're like, oh, that guy, man, that bugger, bro. And no one talks about it. No one gives him
credit. Literally, do you remember people how did Dylan Edwards win man the match? Moses robbed him. Cuz, did you
Watch the game.
Watch him. Don't watch the game. Because if you watch the game, it's hard to...
Busquets.
Because if you watch the game, you'll miss him.
Yeah, well,
you got to look for him. Yeah, but when you... Because I was like that. I was like, bro, this guy's the most overrated fullback ever. Like, because there's no way he's top five. This doesn't mean like 2019, 2020. Like, there's no way this guy's better than Tommy Tover. There's no way. Because now I'm like, bro, this guy's the best fullback in the league. Best. But he has developed so much in every year. At that time, I know I was right. All right. The Penrith system made it easier for him when they first started.
But I'd say he is that system as much as everyone else is,
in my opinion.
He's very, very important.
I think he's Penrith's second best player.
I'll have to agree with you. I think him, he's gonna be very, very important for New South Wales in the next couple of years, wallah.
Yeah.
You can't like I'm so glad we cannot replace him. I don't think you can replace him.
And I told everyone he's better right now. Better than Tedesco at everything.
100%.
So that's why we had to pick him. And we can see how much of an upgrade he is on Tedesco in Origin.
The team just feels right now,
I'm not saying he's prime Tedesco, but right now, he was what we needed from the get-go.
Madge looked at it and
Roosters fans did not... I had arguments with Roosters fans, them telling me, nah, Tedesco deserves a spot over Dylan Edwards.
Hainsey was writing essays. I seen Hainsey writing essays on his story about why did Teddy, like, respecting Teddy and that. And I was like, fucking fair play, Hainsey, but you're so loyal to the team.
Yeah, but respect him. But because Dylan Edwards is just better.
Yeah, he is, bro.
All that Tedesco has that he doesn't have is a dump truck.
Yeah.
He's broke. Listen. And a slipping ability.
And hair.
Listen. Dylan Edwards is getting his hair. And he went to Turkey or something. Let's get into my favorite part of this whole Origin thing before we wrap it up. I want to roast Queensland, right? And I want to roast them from the bottom of my heart, right? I want to roast them because Billy Slater, game one, right? He put Selwyn Cobbo in. I said he masterclass. It looks like a masterclass, right? Everyone's going to say it's a masterclass. It turned out to be a masterclass, right? Because someone got injured, yada, yada, yada. Game two, because he got... That was embarrassing. Like 34-0. Like,
they got nicked.
Like, wallah, the Blues didn't even play the second half. We didn't play the second half.
Bro, they were celebrating.
We were just kicking back.
The water bottles had beer in them.
Yeah, like everyone was hanging out. The drinks were out. Everyone was cheering, right? Game two. Billy, you going to make any changes, Billy? We're Queenslanders.
We're Queenslanders.
Okay, no problem, Mr. Billy Slater.
Yeah, you're mentee,
comes to bro. Game three. He goes to pick his team. Doesn't pick David Fifita. He needed the big boy.
David Fifita probably would have scored in that game.
It was a game that had a player like David Fifita would have been would have broke it open.
Legacy might have started that game like properly.
Right, and Billy Slater opted not to have him because of fatigue and because of fitness. Right,
like age, just looking like a super coach.
1, 2, 3. Now he cancelled all the media.
Let's be real. It wasn't because of fitness and his attitude. He's been leading that team by example in recent weeks, all season, to be honest, since his contract debacle finished. All right, it's something personal between him and David.
I agree.
And it's getting media thing because of how good David Fifita is. It's just like Brad Fittler and David Clemmer. You look at all the props that Brad Fittler picked besides Payne Haas, and David Clemmer over the years had better numbers and was the better player than all of them. But David didn't get picked after that first one or two games under Freddie because David didn't like... Freddie didn't like David.
They didn't get on.
Yeah.
And so there is some personal stuff there with Slater.
That one never really got media attention. That just got attention from me. Yeah. But this is getting media attention because it's fucking David Fifita. The number one premier back rower in the league in terms of...
All time. Best in the world. Like nobody has come...
He's the best in the world. He is the tackle break machine. He is the try scoring machine. He is the... Entire team has to watch this guy. And his team still doesn't pass him the ball. Yeah. By the way.
Fend. Remember that? Remember when he first came onto the scene? Remember that Fend?
Yeah,
just,
bro.
Boom, and just run over people. Bro. Anyway, as I was saying, Slater cancelled all the media stuff. Didn't want to do any media stuff. This is what I don't like about Queenslanders, right? Now, listen, when you beat us with your greatest ever team, with the greatest era, and the greatest thing, and we had to go put in players like Jared Mullen and play Greg Bird in at six.
And Mitchell Pearce,
we had players... Right, that went up to the standard of Queensland, and Queensland had all these fucking greatest XIs. And when they used to win, we used to have to shut our mouths.
Not XI.
whatever, bro. You get what I'm saying, right? But like,
well, they might not get it.
The greatest 13. What the hell's XI? Sorry. The greatest squad, right? You had the greatest squad in history. You went on this repeat CP. I don't know how much did they win. 20 in a row, 85 in a row,
seven, eight, nine
dynasty. When you win, you want to be grubs. You want to be on the field being all cool, like, oh, Queensland. I remember they were bullying Mitchell Pearce, right? Whatever your opinion is on Mitchell Pearce.
We were bullying Mitchell Pearce more.
No. Cause can you give Mitchell Pearce some slack, bro? Right? Listen.
No.
Listen. But they were giving a team Thurston and that, whatever. That's the game. The game is the game, right? We have to take it, shut our mouth and take the all. You cancel media training. Come on, Billy Slater. You're a winner. You're in Bellamy's system. You're arguably one of the greatest fullbacks in our history. You can be up there with the greatest players in our history when you look at it, top tens and stuff. Cancel media training, my brother. You start getting upset. You start saying this and you start saying that. It just makes me laugh, bro. When you lose at home, just take it on the chin, shut your mouth, move on. Stop being such sooks. All Queenslanders, right? And I had all the Queenslanders in my comments on TikTok. All of them. He's getting too cocky. He's won one game. You think he won the series? Haha, see you after game three. Bro, where are you now? I can't hear
you. No. You know what,
have work tomorrow.
No, because you know what they're doing? They're doing what you do, bro. What Liverpool fans do. No, but the last 10 years, bro. Like, where's your Champions League?
Yeah, where's anything that you have? You want to get into Liverpool?
No. Bro, what do you mean, cuz? All right, I started going for my team when they were in the relegation zone, bro.
Facts.
Can we call Queenslanders archaeologists? Because they keep digging into the past.
They digging into the past, bro.
Digging into the past. Dig all you want.
You're only as good as United fans. Listen, you're only as good as your last fucking win, bro. You're only as good as your last win. If you don't win the last one, who cares?
Nobody cares.
Who won last? If the world ended now, who won last?
New South Wales, the champions
of the world.
Champions of the world.
World champions of what?
Did you name that guy? You went in the NBA in America, you're not champions of the world.
World champions of what?
He assembled the Avengers while they all came together.
And they nearly lost to South Sudan, bro. But no, people don't understand how good Sudan, like Sudanese people are.
Yeah, but can you give LeBron his credit? He won the game, bro. You don't want to give him his flowers?
Because MJ would have nicked South Sudan by 50, bro.
Bro, MJ. At 40? You reckon he would have been
that
stuff?
At 30, 90, 39? Average 22 points a game,
bro. Trash, bro. Trash. Anyway, listen, honor him, my guys. That's abuse.
Anyway, hasn't watched a game of basketball in his life.
I've never watched basketball.
Anyway,
I'm just the biggest John Morant fan ever. Listen, that's it. Can you give us a roast on Billy, please? Just a little
bit. Like, Billy, man, just be quiet. Madge won the mental battle, cuz. Madge nicked him. He actually had to verse a real coach in media battles, bro. Not fucking Freddy Fiddler.
He didn't even verse him. He cancelled media, bro. What do you mean? He didn't even rock up, bro.
No, he cancelled it because he lost, cuz. You know what Billy Slater did, cuz? You know when you get hit by a comeback so hard on Call of Duty party, like on Call of Duty lobby, you got nicked so bad that you muted your mic.
You just mute your mic.
He muted his mic, bro. Yeah, he's like, I can solve this by muting my mic.
I can't solve shit.
Yeah, he got made it worse, bro. He muted his mic. He got cut so bad, he muted his mic to go cry. What was he doing in those training sessions? Cuz, what am I going to do, bro? I've got to pick less forwards because we got pumped in the middle.
Oh, man, that was too funny, man. Anyway, listen.
The hammer got hammered. The dozer got dozed. And Billy Slater got a boot to the face from Magica.
Yeah.
Now the Greys have started.
Glass
the
house.
I can't watch the Reece Walsh shit.
I can't watch it. It's
disgusting. Brother, I can't watch David Clemmer get stud marks still in his face now, cuz.
But the referees will do their job.
Yeah,
and the referees' bosses will do their job.
Yeah, they will do their job.
Bro. Yeah, they did their job.
Right. And the best team will win game three. Yeah, we did, brother.
Yeah, we did, brother. Should have won by more.
Anyway, this is the only thing about that irritates me about Queenslanders is when New South Wales lose, I've got to take them on the chin. It's the shittest week of my life.
Yeah, I know.
We lose.
But when they lose,
oh, Daly Cherry Evans. Bro, you know what burns me? Because before we get on the other stuff, I'm so sorry we've taken so long on Origin, but it just has to get it out there, right? You know what burns me? DCE. Yeah. You know, DCE always has a speech, right? And I love DCE's game. He's an unbelievable player. He always has a speech written, wallah. He always has. What do they call him when they're on TV and they read the thing?
Teleprompter.
He's always got a teleprompter in front of him.
He's AI,
Fox
bro.
He's AI.
He's AI,
yeah,
bro.
Look, the stats are 364. I think that, brother, how are you
brother,
doing with this?
You know how he talks? He talks like he's an alien, like clone sent from
no,
space.
No, he talks like
the extra length.
You know how they say Kanye West got cloned?
Yeah.
Daily Cherry Evans talks like one of those clones, cuz.
Because Daily Cherry Evans talks like he's in the like
he's
in
a
the,
transformer,
he's in the
bro.
Canberra House. What's it called? The Parliament House.
He's a politician.
They gave this guy a vote, bro.
I haven't voted in 18 years. Anyway, listen. But
he just pays the fine every time.
DC just comes out and starts whinging about refs. Where's your Queensland spirit? Where's the spirit that you get Origin? If I'm understanding things right, if you have a Queensland spirit and you get Origin, you don't really sook about these things. You just move on and you give the credit
where credit's due. He spent the whole time sooking. Joe Biden, cuz.
Yeah, Joe Biden.
This was literally, we were watching Joe Biden and Trump, cuz, but in Origin.
Trump was his
and
boss.
And who was Trump?
Where, New South Wales?
Madge Maguire, cuz.
Madge Maguire.
Charismatic, fucking carries himself.
Confident.
Bro.
The other guy's
lying. Belief, and the other one's crying. Lying. And then sleeping.
Yeah, Billy Slater was.
Listen, all that Billy Slater needed was to fall down some stairs. That's it. Slip on some stairs or fall off his bike. He would have been Joe Biden.
I would have bought him everything Joe
Billy
Biden,
lad. Billy Biden. All right, anyway. Donald, Madge, Trump.
Donald,
cuz.
Madge, Maguire.
Listen, if somebody tried to shoot Madge, it would have deflected fucking off his ear, ricochet, hit the guy in the head. He's bulletproof, bro. Madge is bulletproof. He's not scared.
Wait. Let me get up.
Listen, bro. If Matt Barnes tried to throw the ball in his face and fake it, he wouldn't have finished. Just like Kobe. Would have been like this. Just like Kobe was focused in the zone.
Madge
knew what was required.
Job's not finished. Game
championship
two.
Managers, bro. Yeah. He'd never played because if there was
Gordon Tallis deserves some praise.
If there was ever a coach that you could have said didn't get Origin, it would have been the guy that's never played an Origin game in his life. Never played an Origin game in his life. But Madge, he was a freaking Origin coach, bro.
Bro, and you know what's funny? Gordon Tallis was grilling him the whole time. Oh, you never played Madge. Gordon Tallis, I need you to speak up again, you bold. Listen, you fraud, right? You got the worst takes on 360. You got the worst takes on thing. I think you're funny, but at the same time, like, you got to put your hand up and apologize to Madge because you were trying to give it to him so bad behind. Madge wasn't in the interviews, right? He was just like, Madge wasn't there.
Madge wasn't there to defend himself.
He wasn't there. He wasn't there to defend himself. And Gordon's like, oh, yeah, he's been a power. Listen, bro, you're still living off that Hodgson drag. Get over it, bro.
Because he got dragged down the sideline by Madge, cuz.
We don't really care about nothing. Anyway, let's get into Char of the Week because we've taken so long on State of Origin. Up the Blues, we win. We love it. Char of the Week. I'm going to say mine quickly. It was Jacob Kiraz. I know the Bulldogs lost, but Jacob Kiraz, Matty Burton's kick to Kiraz. Kiraz air flight, took up in the air, grabbed the ball, put it down.
Diora, bro.
Diora. What a Diora from Lebanon. I don't know where you're from Lebanon, Yaqub, but that was phenomenal. That's my charred try of the week. Fred's got a charred moment of the week.
Look, if I'm going to have a charred try of the week, it's got to be Bradman best scoring, bro. I think, man, like, that had me going ballistic, bro, because that was such a good try and such a big moment. But my charred moment of the week.
Let's go.
I'm going to go Nathan Cleary. If I had to pick something from the regular season, not State of Origin, the Nathan Cleary field goal was just, it was just Nathan Cleary.
The Iceman, bro.
Ice in his veins, bro. And I'm not talking about methylated spirits. Methamphetamines, cuz. I'm talking about he's cold.
Do it again. Do it again. Methylated spirits.
That's the construction in me, cuz. If something won't come off, you just put methylated spirits.
Cuz, not construction.
We gotta have like Breaking Bad, like Walter White cooking up methylated spirits.
Yeah, but construction leads you to methamphetamine or something.
True. Not anyway, in Breaking Bad though, but
shout out to Chad, man. That was our moment.
He's got ice in his veins, but it's not methamphetamine, all right? Cuz it's whole blooded killer.
That's our Chad try of the week, Chad moment of the week. Shout out to Chad and James down there at Chad's Chicken. Your methylated spirits.
I
was gonna say E85 next or something.
No, now I'm remembering this photo that I saw once of this old mate at the this old mate at the football drinking up something out of a methylated spirits bottle. I'm not kidding. I remember. This has to be a photo. I need to find it.
Listen, let's get into some depressing news before we get back to our normal selves. The Bulldogs lost. Right now, watched the game yesterday. The Bulldogs lost to the Cowboys. I don't know what the score was. We lost by 2 points. Right now, I'm gonna let Fred get up because Fred was very angry, very animated. Right, so Bulldogs, we still love you. We still support you. Right, I know what Fred just goes crazy in the moment. You got to respect his opinion and his take. But for me, I feel like we were in control most of the game. Most of the time, we're in control, especially being down at Townsville. The fans were very loud for the Cowboys. Give them their credit. They deserve it. Cowboys had 6 stars or 5 stars that backed up from Origin after a big, big game that took it out of them. We had Crichton. They had a lot of their players, Dearden, Cotter, Nanai, Robson, Holmes. I don't know if there's anyone else. But
yeah, Holmes and Nanai didn't really do much.
They didn't really do much.
They should have had plenty of energy for that game.
They were pretty fresh, but Man, it's just, it was, this game reminded me, Freddie said it the best way possible, man. It reminded me of the Raiders game. Like, we just gave him the win. Kiraz knocks on, they score off it, like, which was a bit irritating because Kiraz had a good game, I feel like. But just everything else was, we were pretty good at everything else. We just have to ice those moments, dude, bro.
We don't make that error at the start of the game. We win the game. What's the score? We win the game. You know what I mean? Like, it's, at the end of the day, it's like, it is like that Raiders game where stupid unforced errors, and we don't even get the opportunity to defend. Everyone else, if they make a fucking, if they make an error, you know, it's a scrum, and but we're literally dropping it into the path of a defender, who then picks it up and runs and scores and doesn't even get touched. You know what I mean? So it sucks. I do think we're the better team, and I think the numbers prove it. I think, like, you can still be the better team and lose. Of I think course. We were in control. We were really defending well. Josh Kahn was having a blinder at prop again, but it was great to see him start. And
I miss Max King as well, man.
But we missed Max King this game because it was just, we were in control of the game unless Cowboys got a quick play the ball or unless they got an offload. Whenever they could promote their fast attacking style,
all screwed.
We really did struggle. But we did really well at neutralizing that. Like, they didn't actually, like, they got a try off an error. Then they got a try off a sin bin, but sin that was off moment. Three. Like, the start to the second half had to have been the worst start.
By a ref?
Like, the worst. No, not by a ref.
Okay.
By us.
Okay.
That had to be.
I missed the first 5-10 minutes, that's why. But I just
of the
that
second,
we didn't
of the second of half. The second half, yeah. Oh, my Lord.
I just feel like we didn't touch the ball for 10 minutes.
No, we didn't.
Yeah,
because the first tackle of the second half, leg pull penalty. They should have learned from the leg pull last time when we gave it away against the Warriors game at right at halftime. The referees don't like leg pull. Leg pull penalty into player slipping and getting hit high big time. And I would have been fine if that was called. I was fine with that getting called. But 20 minutes later, Josh Curran gets absolutely clotheslined in the head, right in front of the referee, in front of all the players. Nothing. But some guy will accidentally fall, slip over, and get hit by a guy that's trying to tackle in the guy's midsection. And that's a penalty. But a guy getting clothesline when he's fully upright, I don't agree with that. But to be honest, I was pretty happy with the refereeing for the most part, except for that one instance. But I don't understand how that one doesn't get called, but the slippy one does. But anyway, so leg pull penalty, first tackle of the half. High tackle penalty on third or fourth tackle over the halfway line into sin bin penalty. It was a set restart on last or fourth or last tackle. I was ginning them because it really, that was a bit of a soft one, but still, you don't want to give them away. And then sin bin penalty on because of that set restart into a try because we have one less man.
Gap in the peg, yeah.
That was the difference. Those two tries, and that was the worst start of a half I've seen all season from a team. Because we conceded, lost a player, gave away three penalties and a set restart late in the tackle.
Everything happened in once. Like,
the worst thing possible.
In 10 minutes.
Like, that is never going to happen again this season.
But even after that, I feel like we still picked up the pace.
We
still
did well. We took the lead, bro.
We took the lead.
You know what I mean?
We scored a try. And now, the big thing is Bailey Haywood. Now, what a try it would have been. If it was given, it was a great try for him. Big confidence booster for him. He's a young guy. He's coming to the team first time.
What do you think?
I think it's a try. Now, for me, listen. For me, and not just because of the Bulldogs, and I'm a fan. But if a player touches the ball's in his hand, right, and it's touched the line, a fucking try. I don't care if his hand's separated here. I don't care if it's separated there. Cause if his skin here and onwards, if it's touched the ball and the ball's touched the line, it's a try. I don't know what scientific thing, but the problem is he got up not confident. Right?
No, he got up rattled because he got knee in the head.
He got knee in the head, right? But obviously not confident as well. He's like looking at the screen, whatever. The referee. Now, I've always seen them get called tries. They go up as tries all the time, every single time. Go up as try. Unless the ref is that confident that he's bobbled the ball. All right. But it didn't look like a bobble in fast time. It looked like he put the ball down.
If he celebrated, he would have gone up as try.
No, but that's the thing. He probably didn't show him the confidence. All right, goes up, no try. They can't really overturn it. I get it. It makes sense. You can't really overturn it. Even though, I don't know what they look at anymore with anything.
Well, they look at one thing. Control.
Whenever they're trying to look at something to overturn, I don't know what they're looking at. Because if the ball and the hand is connected to the line, it's a try. It's very simple. You don't want to give it. I get it. I'm not going to be salty. I'm not going to be upset. Because in the end of the day, we lost to ourselves. That's the biggest problem.
Yeah, no, that's the issue. And that would have been mad. We would have won the game off
would have won the game off that. And then would have had more momentum.
This close.
Very, very close. So just that kind of stuff is upsetting to me. Another thing you want to talk about quickly before I give someone their credit. Taking the two, I don't like that. I don't agree with it.
Right. No, I agree with taking the two. If it's a tie game.
Okay.
When you are up two, like I don't. You're up two. I just want to understand it. Like I want.
Seraldo didn't look too happy about it, bro. He was very angry about it.
Seraldo tried to explain it. I don't get it. Like
so he agreed with it.
No. Like of course he's going to defend whatever Crichton does. But here's the thing, right? If you are a player, okay, for the most part, if somebody takes the two. On the try line, 10 minutes out, you think that, these guys don't think they can score on us. That's how I thought.
Yeah, you just look weak. Yeah, like, you're taking everything you can.
Yeah, you're taking everything you can because you don't think you can get over. Sometimes the other team might think that, but your defense, the defensive team gets a boost. They get a rest and they think, yeah, these guys they can't score on us. But when you are 1 millimeter away from scoring the play right before, you don't think that. Like, I don't think that was the case here. But in most cases, I think teams get galvanized from someone taking the two. But it's the pure fact that do you think Valentine Holmes is really going to miss a kick? I don't think he's going to miss a kick, especially a clutch one. So what the hell is the difference between 2 and 4 points?
Nothing.
Well, fair enough if it's freaking Tane Milne kicking.
Yeah. And it's a tight game and you got injured troops.
Or Harom Harris-Tavida kicking. I get it. Or Nico Hines kicking. But Valentine Holmes, one of the best kickers in the comp, you think he's going to miss from the sideline if they scored there?
I never understand that.
So what's the difference between 2 and 4? There's nothing. The difference is I now lose 3 red zone position, 3 opportunities to give them pressure at the minimum.
At least 2 minutes. Them at least 2 minutes off tired, the clock.
Make a team that's already played, half of them have already played 3-4 days ago, more tired. But no, we take the two. We give away a penalty when we have the ball on 3rd or 4th tackle. Don't even get to our kick. And it ruins the game. It ruins the flow of the game, bro.
I just think
they got a massive confidence boost out of it. I ginned a lot. I was crushing the fuck out. Not as much as when I crashed out against the Roosters game, but I was getting up there. Yeah, people were saying this was a mega crash out. No, the Roosters game at the start of the season was a mega crash out.
You were very, 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 very
I was
angry.
Not happy because I had so many. I had 1,500 people in the kick chat losing their crap at me. A lot of them were Cowboys fans, and I've just... If you saw the chat at this time, it's just the biggest blocks of ha 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 being spammed, being spammed by like 50 people. So every time I look at chat, it's people laughing. And every time I'm watching the game, I'm stressing because I can't deal with these close games anymore.
Yeah.
Can we just blow someone out, please?
Yeah, it's too much.
But anxiety. We're not going to blow anyone out for the rest of the season, I think.
Not really.
I think every game's going to be close because the NRL is so evenly matched. So please, as long as you learn your lesson,
I'm happy to take that
loss. I see it as a win.
Yeah.
Because at least I never have to see this ever again in my life. You guys taking two up two.
This was my first time ever like watching a crash out of Hectic Fred. And from an outsider looking in, bro, he looked like a tomato.
Yeah.
And then you had either Cowboys logos spam in the chat. God. Ha, ha, ha. Fred sucked.
You know, I'm happy. So happy
Bulldog's gonna miss the 8. Like, bro,
he's my mod. He felt he felt inclined to ban people. Bro, like, ban anyone because there were people saying that I suck and like you. They were saying all this stuff, but they were spelling everything wrong.
Yeah.
Like they're using the wrong. Like some guy said, "You're a sped," but he used the wrong "you." And I'm like, shut the fuck up! You said you can't even use the right "you," bro.
See, it's not even the fact that it was like people like saying shit because that's the name of the game. But bro, they were personally going at him. Yeah. I was like, bro,
I don't love that shit.
Nah,
bro.
He loves that. No.
Some people don't like that shit.
I couldn't stream, bro.
Some people don't like that shit, bro. Some of the things these guys come up with crack me the fuck up.
Oh, they're fucking
fucked. But I'm sad, bro, because when I lose all the weight, they're going to have nothing on me. A lot of them
you're just going to be this perfect human.
Because a lot of them on TikToks, bro, there's all like, especially on Instagram now. Because now Instagram's popping off. Bro, the amount of people saying, this fat cunt won't stop talking. Like, be quiet. Go run on a treadmill or some shit. Bro, I'm going to be mad because they make me laugh. Like, some of them are so funny.
Imagine, like,
and I'll even reply
weight.
To them.
Saying, imagine you lose the weight and they're like, you're still fat in their eyes. Yeah, they're like, W's.
Bro, when I lose the weight to get rid of the plate, there's going to be none of that. But yeah, look, we were the better team. I'm very proud of the boys. We actually played very well. Shout out to Crichton, because literally running himself into the ground
for us. That was what I was going
to
say. Like,
give him a rest.
Because the guy's played so much footy and he got injured in the game, kept playing, just absolutely unbelievable, man. Unbelievable efforts. I love this team.
What a
I told Max King when he called, I said, I love yous. Whatever yous do, I love yous. I'm so proud of yous. I didn't care what happens.
And it was good to have Jacob Preston back.
Yeah, shout out to Preston. Look,
yeah, he's like the, I think it was the Penrith game he came on after injury. A little bit rusty. I'm expecting a very big game from him this week, especially with Pierre Cora in doubt. We're going to need a lot from our back rowers. But I would have really liked to have seen us not hit the short ball to the back rower so often. I really wish we kept going out the back and targeted the Cowboys' really weak wingers. And their wing defense is not that good.
Nah.
So I really wanted to actually hit them more often, but we didn't. I think the sin bin really derailed that. But shout out to the boys. They played really hard. I'm not mad with them at all. And, like, you know what I mean? I'm just mad that they took the two, but learn your lesson. But they love played it so hard. We were the better team. Carried on to next week. We've got a fucking tough one next week. Tough
one,
bro.
We've got a tough one. Anyway, listen, let's get into our weekly review. First things first, just quickly, we won't really take too much time on this. Brisbane have a chance with Adam Reynolds. Is it true or false?
I think they still have a chance, but they have to be near perfect. Like, I think they can only drop two games. That's it.
Nothing else.
Other people have them. Nah, they, some people think they're out. Some people think they can only drop one game. I think the way things are going to go and the way people's schedules out, they can maybe sneak in with two more losses.
I think just quickly, I think if they really want to get very far or they want to make the eight, whatever it is, I think Reece Walsh has to be very important for them, bro.
And he was him and Adam Reynolds. For them.
He did. He played very, very well. So shout out to him for that. Melbourne, man. I tipped the Chooks, bro.
You know me, man.
You tipped Melbourne?
I've been talking shit about Melbourne all year.
And you tipped them?
And I tipped the Roosters,
bro. I tipped the Roosters, man. I thought the Roosters really would win. I had
the Roosters 13-plus, bro.
No, I didn't have 13-plus. Listen,
man, the way I described the game, cuz, I just got the teams wrong. I said the Roosters were going to come out. I said the Roosters were going to come out, send a message to everybody, let them know they're the real deal. And then they're going to bash them in the middle and end up winning this game like 13-plus with like a late run. Fuck me dead, bro. I was right on the money, but it was just flip the teams around.
Flip the teams around.
And I even had the
so
score.
So you're wrong.
I had 26-8. 26-8. I think it was 28-6 that game.
I just
24-8 that game.
Look at the mentality of Melbourne
and
Storms,
bro.
Bro,
they came.
They missed everyone.
Like,
they had the Grant Anderson. Like that. What's his name? Is
yeah,
Anderson.
Anderson.
And they had
Jack Howarth.
They still got that like Munster from Wish. What's his name? Wishart.
Wish.
He's playing good, but all
he's playing good.
No, but they still.
But that was Jerome Hughes, cuz.
But honestly,
Ryan Pappenhausen as well. Like no,
he's
no,
not,
no.
He's not.
But that was the Grant Anderson legacy game, cuz.
Yeah,
they were never ever. I think he hyperextended his knee.
That's it.
At the end of the game,
I don't hear about him anymore.
But
he's gone.
That's it. His legacy is now cemented because he won him that game. That was like a finals game, cuz. And the Storm just. I'm gonna. No more shit talking about Storm for me. That's it. I'm retiring, cuz. Every time I think these guys are going to fall short, they fucking spit in my face and prove me wrong. And I'm sick of it, all right? I'm tipping Melbourne every game for the rest of the year. All right, I'm just...
That's it. We're going to stick with Melbourne?
That's it. I'm riding Melbourne all the way home.
Even Melbourne.
Do I think the Roosters, if they verse them in the finals, full strength v full strength would beat them? After Saturday, I don't know now. Because they just look like... They could not keep up with Melbourne. Melbourne on a different level in terms of pace. Melbourne on a different level in terms of just the way they were killing them right where the Roosters are the strongest in the middle of the field, bro. And it was such an amazing performance. And I'm telling you, man, if Jerome Hughes has to be Dally M this year,
he's been unbelievable, bro. He's been carrying that Melbourne team for a long time with all those injuries, but they're still up there. They're first, aren't they?
Yeah, are we locking them in?
No, that's the amount of premiership now, guys.
No, that's it. They're minor premiership.
They have.
I don't think anyone's touched
the
them.
Only
are they three wins ahead of you?
Two, okay. And they have to verse us at one point as well.
All right, listen, boys.
That'll be a good game.
Listen, just quickly. BK, I had some words to say to you. Anything to say back to him because you were right.
No.
The facts
were
wrong.
No,
he was right.
Yeah, no,
he was right.
I will say,
I'm going to stick up for him. He was right.
No, I was wrong in terms of, because I thought they always get belted at Brookvale, but they actually had a good record at Brookvale. It's definitely got smudged now. But I just thought this game meant more to them. And credit to the Titans, because they looked like they were going to win by 40 in the first 10 minutes
of
the game.
Yeah, well, they did.
And then, because they only played the first 20 minutes of the game, bro.
And they just left.
After half an hour, I'll give them half an hour. They just went to crap.
After that was done.
Manly started actually catching the ball and not dropping the ball every time they went into the red zone. And Cherry Evans just said, I'm going to stop trying to be the star of the show here and let everybody else cook. And he did that.
Let him cook.
Because, bro, the guy was doing the guy was doing the most boneheaded plays, because I was going to, like, I wanted to be like Homer Simpson to his long neck, like, strangle him. Like, just play football, because you're trying to do too much. And as soon as he recognized that, and stop trying to do too much and do good. Everything. Nah, bro. Ruben Garrick's nicking everyone. Tommy Turbo's nicking everyone.
Ben Trbojevic. Luke Brooks. That was a nice try, bro.
You have teammates now, Cherry Evans. You don't have to do everything. All right?
He's not used to it. He's used to every 2 weeks. Turbo injured. Someone injured. Always.
You can relax, bro. Yeah. Go, cuz. Put it in third gear. And just relax. Just chill, cuz. That's it.
You know who's like chilling?
Lehi Hapwadi looked like he was in a Rocky movie, cuz. He'd have to get Stitch, the guy that cut the cut man. With that looks like the guy with the long hair.
Castamaro.
As it was Leho, if he got interviewed, cuz he would have sounded Adrian. But no, what a man. I love this kid so much. You understand?
He's hard on.
You know someone that's got calm.
Yeah.
Like when he has the ball, the game slows down. The difficulty is on pro difficulty for everyone else. It's on amateur for him. It's a little bit easier for him, bro. He gets it. He gets rugby. Whatever rugby league, the pace is of the rugby league right now is. Whatever the pace is, whatever the rugby league is like right now, he just gets it. He fits in like hand in a glove. It's not like OJ Simpson.
OJ Simpson.
All right? It's just he's made for the current NRL. It's basically what I'm trying to say. But I can't freaking talk right now.
Listen.
Because I'm thinking of Lehi Hapwadi's bloody big ass eye.
Listen, can I just chat you there? Someone that's got ice in his veins. Nathan Cleary,
bro.
While he's back. Yeah.
You know who doesn't have ice in their veins? The Dolphins.
Finish down, buddy.
Anyway, listen. Just quickly, bro. This we're dragging it too much. Nathan Cleary.
You said it was going to be a long episode. Stop rushing us.
Nathan Cleary, brother. He gets back, right? It's his first game back.
Down 14 points. Down 14 20 minutes points. To go.
20 minutes to go.
It all started with Roger Tuivasa. Leota, lad.
Yeah, Leota.
Moses Tuivasa-Sheka. Has what props doing that shit, lad?
But I love
he
it.
Left him in a
I team told you.
Because he sent Kenny Bromwich back to Melbourne.
I made a video on this. He just stops into rugby after the game. No social media, nothing. Doesn't know. Anyone doesn't know. Nothing. Just goes.
No, but and that's
happy days.
Again, it's another Leota highlight that will just get forgotten into oblivion. It's like it never happened. That's why I make TikToks, bro, so that we never forget these moments.
That's why you're my pretty, bro. That's why
I love Moses Leota, bro. One of the most underrated, if not the most underrated player in the whole game. Because when the Penrith need him the most, he does not vanish. He steps up, lad.
Let's talk about Nathan Cleary, bro. That field goal, Connors.
Not just the field goal, cuz.
We're watching greatness.
Cuz the first kick off the post and in. The second kick from the sideline. Off the post and in. Field goal from 45 minutes out.
Field goal to win the game.
Try assist first 5 minutes of the game. Nathan Cleary was playing like Nathan Cleary. Did he have a bit of rust? Yeah, especially defensively.
100%.
But that's why he's playing now. By the time the end of the season's coming in, he's going to have so much rest. Less kilometres on his legs.
And then he's ready for grand final number four.
And he's ready for grand final number four, cuz. And he's going to be fresher than ever.
Number five, boys. Put some
number
respect.
Number five.
I mean, win. Yeah. Calm down, bro. Relax.
Relax, bro. You're not here to take part.
We're here to take over. Listen, we might get banned, bro. 1 second. Anyway, listen. Let's get into the tips of the week, and then we'll wrap this up.
Whoa. Bro, this bloke is like Dominic Toretto, Brian O'Connor. Like, relax.
What do you have? Talk to me.
What do you mean you're missing an important moment here?
Which one? Talk to me. This is why you're my friend. You got my back. You get my back, I have yours.
This is why I'm the man of your people. Don't suck up to this guy. You suck up to me anyway. Listen, man. As Mr. Wise, second team, you know what I mean? They played well, man. Well,
shout out. I feel bad for you, man.
Goal kicking, let yous down. Again, 3 missed goal kicks. I'm sorry. I love Chanel Harris.
Shout out to him, bro.
He knew how to kick before he went.
Yeah.
Before he left the NRL, he was a good kicker, wasn't he?
Apparently, he's going to retire again. Like, he's going to leave again. Like, for relaxation or something. I don't know.
Leave him alone, bro. I know he missed it from right in front. And I know everyone watching here, most of you guys probably would have kicked that if you had, you know what I mean? But
not most of the straight out. It's not as easy as it looks. Well, it's not.
No. From that distance, because if you put
for the average person, it's not. For the average rugby league fan.
No. That's the kick an average. Like, I'm going to be honest, bro. An average person kicked that kick. With pressure, then it changes. There was pressure on him because that's a kick that the commentators are just assuming. No one's talking about because you just assume he's going to make it. There's a New Zealand commentator. He's literally talking about the game, like how they got a field goal because they won the game. Everything like this.
Life hits you fast.
And he misses it. Like, This is like Kieran Foran. I was at the game where Kieran Foran put it top Slipped. Bins. Put it top bins against South Sydney on Good Friday day. And we lost because of the other. We lost because of our kick. I'm going to be honest. It's demoralizing, bro, when you miss from in front. I never miss from in front, but fuck if I did, it would have sucked.
I know, listen, and everyone's like, it's so slack. Like, it's part of the game, bro. You lose, you're going to cop some criticism.
Like, everyone forgets, man, if you miss a kick like that, you're going to cop it. But, yeah. Like, he's a nice guy. And just take it
on the chin. He's a good bloke.
But, no, listen, man. Listen, I'm just going to say one thing. The Wires played well. The Raiders played really well. Freaking hell, it was good to have Jamal Fogarty back.
They have some direction.
He is so damn good at rugby league.
They have some direction now. It's not just Rapana and Spam.
I didn't even realize Rapana was playing. That's
how he looks so different with his.
He looks so different on the wing. And he's at fullback. I got to see his head 24/7, bro.
You don't like Rapana.
No, I love him.
I love Rapana.
He's the most random player. He will either be the worst reserve grader or the best first grader.
He's
a big
NPC, but he's not an NPC at the same time.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah, no. That makes sense. He's an NPC that you can talk to and has dialogue. And you do one mission with him. Yeah. All right, that's what he's at. Like the guy that will just show up one day, save your ass.
He's just non-character. No, what's the P stand for an NPC?
Non-player character.
He's just non-character. Like you don't know what he's gonna do. He's gonna play. He's not gonna play. What's he gonna do?
Yeah, no. You know what Rapana is, bro? He's that veteran, cuz that he's played the game for years and he went off, took a break,
and he comes back.
Comes back. That's what and he is. There's that game where the old Rapana comes back. And there are games where Rapana's 47 years old, you know what I mean?
He's unbelievable.
But no, it was a mad game. But the Wires make a progress, but you needed to win that game. I don't know if you're going to make the 8 now.
I don't think they make the 8, honestly, but bro.
I don't want to verse. We have to verse them in New Zealand because I'm scared about that game.
I'm not, to be honest.
And I'm starting to think that we're not going to make the 8.
Yeah, there's a possibility that we don't make the 8, and there's a possibility that we make the 4, which is it's hard to be a Bulldogs fan right now because you don't know what to expect.
But patience. I'm expecting disappointment now after that one. I think you can't drop games like that, and we've dropped too many games that we should have won.
Can we get into the tips? Do you have anything else to add from the monumental week of rugby league?
It was a hectic week.
It was a good week of rugby league. Shout out. It felt good to have a good rugby league back. Wallah.
Shout out to that Canberra guy with the horn.
Punching the billies. Someone punching billies. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was funny. Don't do that. It was just a can. But I knew it was a can, but it was funny.
But just don't do that, kids. Come on.
But and shout out to the young boys for the Tigers, bro. Talon De Silva. Lucky Gal. They had a blinder. Game was so much fun. Because we had a three-game block for Saturday, three-game block for Sunday. I streamed 7.5 hours both days.
Shout out to you.
And the games were hectic. It wasn't like the last time where
there
I
was points.
To die.
There was points.
There was points, but there was good footy.
Yeah.
And shout out to the next immortal, Tane Milne. Absolute masterclass of a first half. A first half that was so good that he took a break. The second half.
He just chilled out.
Three tries just in one half, bro. What a player. Right. And put the best kick of the night for South Sydney because they couldn't kick for shit. But his kick was the best one.
My camera's off now. Let's get into our tips quickly. I'm going to ask you the questions. You give me the answers. Yeah. Right? Warriors and Tigers.
Warriors 13 plus.
Okay. I'm going to go Tigers 1 to 12. Para and Melbourne.
Melbourne 13 plus.
Yeah, I'll go Melbourne 13 plus. Bulldog, Brisbane Broncos versus the Canterbury Banks and Bulldogs.
Broncos 1 to 12.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go Dogs 1 to 12 straight out. Cowboys and Sharks.
I'm going to give this one to the Cowboys. 1 to 12. Where is it?
It's in Queensland country.
Yeah.
Straight out, I'm going to give to the Cowboys as well.
Cowboys 1 to 12.
I don't know, bro. Sharks have good pack. Roosters Manly. Good game.
Oh, yeah. I'm not watching this one. And I'm not watching the Cowboys one either. I'm going to go Roosters to bounce back.
I'm going
to
go Roosters
12.
I'm going to go Roosters 13 plus.
Where?
Up. It's at Allianz.
Okay. Yeah, well, Roosters 1.
Dragons and Penrith.
13 plus. They want revenge. They want revenge. No. You know what? I'm going to say this. Them 30 plus.
I'm going to get Penrith 1 to 12. I just feel like Dragons...
They lost to him last time. They're going to gin now, bro.
We lost to him last time, and we have every player back except Dylan Edwards. Seriously,
on one. Well, you know, Dane Laurie's crazy. But Dragons, if there's one team that's going to pull out a random 1 to 12 game against them, it's them. But they've already had their good game against Penrith. And it was against
Penrith's C team. Dolphins and Titans?
Dolphins and Titans? Ooh, I'm going to give this one to the Titans.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Titans as
well. Titans 1 to 12, go.
I have to bounce back after that.
Where
that
is
loss.
This?
It's at Suncorp.
Just, I don't even matter, bro. Is it a Titans home game? Is it a Titans home game at Suncorp?
It's Dolphins dumb home dogs? Game.
Oh, yeah, Titans 1 to 12.
Raiders and Rabbits.
Raiders 13 plus. They're gonna get belted.
I'm gonna go one to twelve Raiders, bro.
And I heard something as well. It was on his own story, Latrell Mitchell having a barbecue. I heard the words. Somebody asked him, you hear someone asking a question. He's like, "Ah, nah, I'm done." And then they go, "For a year?" Yeah, I think it might still be there now, bro.
That's painful, bro.
So it makes sense.
Very painful.
What's the point of bringing him back, bro? Let him rest up, recover.
Nah, he can't come back.
There's no point. What are you going to waste?
If you don't make the eight as well.
What if he tears his ACL, bro?
That's not worth it, bro.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's us. Love you all, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Look after yourselves. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you go to Chad and get that 30% off they have and just follow the boys. They're great people.
And get the chili sauce because it's hectic.
Eat the chili. Mayo. Our new sponsor will drop in the next episode. I'll give you the link. You can use our discount code for whatever it may be. And I just really love you all, bro. Up the Bulldogs, up the Blues.
Up the Dogs.
Up Billy Slater, up you. Lock it in, lads.